It's Legal Talk on eRadio with Han and Han Attorneys, and today a very, very hot topic. It's about protests, and that's something we saw this week here in South Africa. The question on the poll was, if your property, movable or immovable, is damaged during a protest, what is your primary point of claim? And the majority, 73%, said my insurance company. I actually also said that. And then the municipality, 7%, the government, 13%, and then 7% said no claim. So first up, my insurance company, and then second, the government. But I guess we'll have to ask Thabiso Tsekudu from Han and Han Attorneys what it actually says about the Constitution, about the right to protest. Thabiso, good morning.
Good morning, Ian. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Have you recovered from your heartbreak about the soccer?
I must confess, I was so heartbroken and shattered by the loss on Sunday, but I have recovered with prayer and support.
I'm glad you've recovered. Thabiso, what does the Constitution say about the right to protest here in South Africa?
Well, Ian, the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa protects the right of everyone to assemble, demonstrate, and picket, provided, of course, that they do so peacefully and without weapons. However, experience has shown that protests in South Africa can sometimes become violent and may result in damage to public and private property.
Absolutely. I mean, just look at the Durban riots a couple of years ago. But how can civil unrest, riots and protests impact businesses and individuals?
I'm glad that you made reference to the July 2021 civil unrest or riots. And statistics says approximately 3,000 stores were looted, about 1,200 retail stores were damaged, 161 malls were affected, and damage was also reported to liquor outlets, distributors, warehouses, and factories. In fact, the total economic impact was estimated at approximately 50 billion rands. And to answer your question, individuals and companies can suffer significant losses when movable or immovable property is damaged during protests. When an insurance policy does not cover these events, the affected person or business will have to absorb the loss personally. If the damaged property is financed by a bank, for example, the owner will still remain liable for the outstanding debt.
Sure. Okay. So I was going to ask you now, do all insurance policies cover damage caused by protests, civil unrest and riots as well?
No. In fact, many standard insurance policies do not automatically provide cover for damage that is caused by riots, civil unrest, protest, and so forth, even terrorism. This is where the South African Special Risks Insurance Association, or commonly known as SASRIA, becomes relevant. SASRIA, most people probably don't know, it's a state-owned insurance company, so to say, that provides cover for certain special risk events, including terrorism, public disorder, civil unrest, riots, and so forth. Therefore, an individual or a company should ask their insurer if they cover the scenarios that we've just mentioned. If not, then they should request that SASRIA be added through the insurer, as SASRIA does not deal directly with the public.
Well, I hope this is a wake-up call for our listeners, because now you know what happens when there's a riot, and they can break out so quickly and easily here in this beautiful country of ours.
Ian, thank you for the for the opportunity to share this information with your listeners, and I hope that they find this enlightening and they will take the appropriate actions in order to safeguard their interests.
Thank you, and we appreciate your time, and be safe.
Thank you very much, and be well as well.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.